Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the concept of God, the misconception that we're going to discuss today is actually arisen because of a wrong understanding of a particular Quranic verse. And as per this verse, whose words are, and of course this verse is found in at more than one places in the Quran, yuzillullahu man yasha, which means that God leads astray whomsoever he wants to. And as a result, people have construed from such verses that if the Almighty says himself that it is his own intentions and he chooses people whom he leads astray, so therefore this would again be against the concept of a just God. And also, what would be the purpose of trial and test through which man has been put through if the Almighty himself selects people whom he's going to guide and whom he's going to lead astray? It is of paramount importance that one realizes that one has to understand the Quran, particular verses of the Quran, in the light of other verses of the same topic. And these verses are generally those verses in which the topic is discussed in much more detail, and some of the details which are not found at some of the other places are found at such places. So therefore, if we study this particular set of verses, because it's found in at a number of places in the Quran also, we'll find that the missing link, or we'll find the missing sentence, which at times is suppressed at some other places, and which is a cause of this misinterpretation. Now, in Surah Baqarah, the words of the Quran are "Yudhillu bihi kathiran wa yahdi bihi kathira, wa ma yudhillu bihi illa al-fasiqin," which plainly means and clearly means that through this Quran, the Almighty leads astray many and he guides many. However, he leads astray only those who are disobedient. وَمَا يُذِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ. Similarly, there are other verses in the Quran also to the effect يُذِلُّ اللَّهُ الظَّالِمِينَ, which means that the Quran, the Almighty leads astray people who are wrongdoers. So in other words, if these detailed verses are understood, one can easily conclude that this intention of the Almighty is not something which is not based on any law or any wisdom. It is primarily based on this law that people who themselves are wrongdoers or people who themselves are disobedient, God, as a result of this wrong attitude, punishes them by leading them further astray. So, in a nutshell, we can say that these verses of the Quran have to be interpreted in the light of the other detailed verses which clearly state this law of the Almighty, as per which he leads astray only those people who are worthy of being led astray because of their wrong attitude, because of their wrongdoings, because of their disobedience. And another thing which needs to be understood is that this expression of intention on the part of the Almighty at such places also reflects the fact that whenever the Almighty decides to lead someone astray because of his wrongdoing, no one can stop him. No deity, no other being can stop him from implementing his decision. So in a nutshell, it can be said that all these verses have to be understood in the light of the more detailed verses, as per which this expression that God leads astray many actually means that God leads astray many, and by these many, those people are meant who themselves have decided to go astray, who themselves are people who are disobedient to God, who are themselves wrongdoers. So in as a reward, as a punishment of this evil doing, the Almighty leads them astray. أَكُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ.